Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. The rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, say my foot's on the rock and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your home once again. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ. We're on Blog Talk Radio tonight, so just want to tell everybody that we appreciate you tuning in and listening to us. And if you want to call in and be a part of this, why, just go ahead and call in. The number is 347-308-8524. So the number is 347-308-8524. So call in and join us with us here, and we'll just have a great time in the Lord for the next little while, just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth, and just give Him the praise and the glory and the honor for everything. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer right now and pray for the people's needs out there. We have several requests that give in to us. God knows who they all are. So we're just going to go to the Lord right now and just pray for them, just ask God to move up on them and answer the questions. Some of them lost souls that need saved. Some of them's sick in body that needs a healing. Some just needs a touch. And we'll just go to the Lord in prayer right now. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before You right now. God, we thank You, Lord, for this opportunity, Father, just to come once again, God, this side of heaven, Lord, just to worship You in spirit and truth. And Father, the one that's out there that's going to be joining us tonight, Father, we just ask You, God, that You would touch them, bless them, and Father, Lord, that You'll give them the words, God, to say, Lord, tonight, that it might touch somebody out there, Lord, that might save some lost soul. Sanctify or fill the Holy Ghost, God. And we give You the praise, the glory, and honor, Father. And Lord, we thank You, Father. We praise You, God. We just thank God for this opportunity. And Lord, just to come back Your way once again. And Father, just to minister to somebody, God, out there across the land. And we give You the praise for it. If you're listening tonight and want to join in with us, why, I'll give you the number once again. It's 347-308-8524. So just go ahead and call us and come on in and join with us. And we'll have a great time in the Lord. So we're speaking tonight, and we've been speaking for the last few weeks on sanctification. You know, that's what a lot of people want to call the second walk or the second grace of the walk. But, you know, it's all in salvation. It's all in the plans of making heaven your home, you know. And if you want to make it there, well, you need to get saved. You want to have to get saved. You want to get sanctified, get separated, set apart from this world, and be a child of God. So we just thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. Sorry about that. Got a little loud squeal there in the mic that time. Praise the Lord. So we're here in we're going to be looking at Ephesians 5 and 26 tonight. Starting out, it says that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. You know, tonight I want you to think that we're cleansed tonight through the washing of the water of Jesus through the Word of God. You know, well, that's one of the steps that we can get into, that we can get separated from this world. You know, I tell you, people are still trying to praise God. Hallelujah. We got a caller in there on 573. Come on in there and tell us who you are and where you're from.
This is Evangelist Miller calling from Macon, Georgia. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord, Brother Miller. We're glad that you're in here with us tonight. Praise God. Where is the speaking there tonight, Brother? On the visions there, starting out in verse 5 and verse 26, it said that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. You know, that's what it's all about, getting cleansed, washed in the blood of Jesus, get cleansed with the water and washed and get sanctified. You know, that's what God's looking for, people to be pure and holy and dedicated and just give everything over to God.
Amen, right? That's right.
Can you hear me pretty good tonight, Brother Miller?
Yes, I can. I'm traveling right now, but I'm looking for a place to stop, or because I got a lot of noise in my truck, but you're sounding good.
Well, praise the Lord. Glad to hear that. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, give me anything on that there, just go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
Well, you know, I've felt that the Lord is pulling people back into position. I feel the Spirit stirring, bringing people back to where they started from. A lot of people have strayed. They went the long way around the mulberry bush, so to speak. But I feel in this hour that God's people are coming back together, and you're uniting in God's presence. And there's a stirring. I feel a stirring in the Spirit of cleansing and a oneness coming together. I think God's about to do something very big, and I'm excited about it, brother.
Amen. I am too. That's what me and Brother Drennan rode to Georgia and back today, and we just talking about, you know, what we thought, you know, and how we felt, you know, that God was doing things and bringing things in, you know, that He's getting people ready to make that flight one day, and the people's going to have to be willing, you know, to even get sanctified and to get cleansed, to get clear, you know, get everything washed up out of their life. You know, I tell you what, that's what it's going to take, is get people to realize that they need to get everything in their life completely out, soul, teetotally out, clear to Jesus, and get all the sin out of their life. You know, these people think today that they can still have sin in their life, brother. And I know I've said this before on early broadcasts, but we're still speaking about sanctification. We're still speaking about, you know, that people need to realize that they've got to have all sin completely out of their life. Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's right. I know a lot of times that people wonder where God's at. They're not seeing the things that they want to see. Things are not happening the way they want them to happen. But, you know, the truth is that God's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never changes. So that only leaves one alternative. We fell from the way that God wanted us to be, and we're not operating where God wants us to operate. When we get in that position, we need to start checking ourselves and saying, wait a minute, where have I gone? What have I done wrong? And start looking ourselves over so we can get back in line. You know, a lot of people, they look at you when you're filled with the Holy Ghost. It's a gift, you know, and as you receive that gift and as you walk in it, you learn more. Each and every day I learn something new by the Spirit of God, by the gift that God's given me. And people look at me like I'm in left field. They look at me like, well, there's something wrong with you. Yeah, they are. I'm in love with Jesus. And, you know, they haven't paid the price that I paid. They haven't walked where I walked. If they did, they would understand what I was saying. They would see what I see. You know, God's not a respecter of person. What he'll do for me, he'll do for others. And the thing is that some people are just not lining up. They're not willing to pay the cost. you know, and I see God drawing. I see God wrapping his arms around people and showing them love, trying to get them back to where he can have that one-on-one with them one more time. I mean, God is he said, I'll come like a thief in the night. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, he said, I'll come. He said, there'll be two plowing in the field, one to be left and one to be taken. Are you ready tonight? That's what I'm saying. God's trying to get his people in position. Can you say amen?
Amen. Praise God.
I just thank God for an opportunity such as this right here that we can actually talk to people. People are hungry, and a lot of people haven't had the chance to come to the cross. They don't know about the cross totally. They haven't been taught right. They might not have the opportunities that I've had. And I thank God for a radio ministry such as this that will help someone that it is hungry, that is faithful, that is searching, and that does have that desire to grow by the Spirit of God. Because, you know, as we walk in the fullness of God, every day is a different day.
Yes,
he said, today is the day of salvation. Yesterday's gone. We can't do nothing about yesterday. If we didn't get it right yesterday, oh, well, it's gone. But today we have that opportunity to stand before God and say, God, I want to make things right. I want to get in position with you that I can be a vessel just for you. You know, and I'm hungry. I'm excited.
I am too, brother. I tell you what, just as you were speaking there and I was thinking, I was telling somebody this week, you know, God said, choose this day who you shall serve. I can get up, you know, and I can, every day I've got a choice to make. And I can choose whichever way I want to go every day, but I'm going to choose God because I tell you the reason why I'm going to choose God because he said where he was at that I could be also, and I've got a feeling and I've got a heart drawing says that there's peace where the Lord's at. And, you know, I've had enough trouble here on this walk of life, and I'm looking for peace.
Amen.
And he said where he was at, there was peace. He said he he brings joy to us. And I pray to God, hallelujah, that if we have made ourselves ready and looking for the great call of God, that one day after fall, hallelujah, that we're going to walk down the streets of gold. And one day after a while, we're going to be where that all the troubles, all the labors, all the pains, all the aches, all the sickness, all the things that the devil has to offer is not going to touch us no more. Because we're going to have a glorified body, and we're going to be going wherever he wants us to go. I see another call in there, 573. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Sister Cheryl Miller from Harville, Missouri.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We're glad to have you in there, Sister Miller. We've got Brother Miller in there, too.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. We're speaking on sanctification there, Sister Miller, so God gives you anything on it, just go ahead and obey the Lord. And I was just thinking, you know, God is so good to us that he has given us the opportunity to choose the days that we want to serve him, that we can go to him. We get saved and we get sanctified. As I said earlier in the broadcast, just about the time we first come on, you know, God has set a time for us that we could, we're forced in the water and the cleanse of the Word of God. Well, let me just read that verse right here. That's Ephesians 5:26. It says, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the water, a washing of the water by the Word. You know, he takes that right there and he washes all the sins right out of our life if we'll just let him. He will sanctify us. And he'll give us a choice that we can either walk on the streets of gold or we can burn throughout eternity. And I take the choice of walking on the streets of gold and being where he's at.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise God. Just go ahead there, one of you, and obey the Lord. Praise God.
Well, you know, I've been meditating on the Lord all day today, and he's given me so much, but I just want to be obedient tonight. But as I thought upon the Lord earlier, you know, he reminded me of the things that the disciples did, you know, as there was a trial period for all of them, and it was a hardship too, but yet at the same time, they counted it all as joy. When they come to realize what the battle was about, and when they come to realize who Jesus really was, then they laid down their life. They picked up their cross, and they started walking with the Lord. That was the beginning, and there's no difference between what John and Peter and Paul did than what we're doing right now. And I give God praise for that power that he loves us so much that he gives us the same opportunity as he did them. And I got to thinking about Revelation, how it talks about the horses and the colors of the horses and the things that have come and the things that are coming and the things that are fixing to be. I get excited when I remember, he brings my remembrance of John. You know, he took the little book and he ate it, and it was bittersweet. I think we're fixing to see some things out of what he ate and what he partaked in. I think it's right on the horizon. I really do. And I'll go a little bit further, and I thank God for showing us, you know, the seals that was brought forth. And we've done seen some seals opened, and we're about to see some seals revealed, and things right after that to follow is going to be heartbreaking and breathtaking all at the same time. But I get over a little bit further, and it tells us about how things are going to be in the end days, you know, and I get excited knowing that we're going to get to see the new Jerusalem. We're going to get to see the new heaven and the new earth brought forth. I look for the day when Jesus is going to stretch his legs from one side of the earth to the other side, from the east to the west. And I just get excited, brother, knowing that my Redeemer lives in me, and he's saying, come.
Amen.
Whosoever will, come. Hallelujah. And I'm getting excited in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
I've got
another
excitement.
God bless, brother. This is Brother Bright in South Mississippi.
Oh, okay. Praise
May
the
God
Lord.
Bless each and every one of you.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, our Sister Miller. We'll get back in there in a minute, Brother Bobby.
Okay.
I had that same excitement today. You know, in and amongst the things that had to be took care of today, I still had that same excitement in my spirit that Brother Terry's talking about, because that old song, We're Marching to Zion, has been in my spirit today. We are looking for that heavenly city.
Amen.
Hallelujah. With the Masata Mahaya, this world is not our home. We're passing through, and we've got a work to do while we're here.
Yes,
and he sets us apart to do that work. And it's just like our redemption. We are saved when we get born again, and we're being saved, and we're yet to be saved, because Mahasatana Mahaya, all creation is in travail for the manifestation of God. These old, vile, mortal bodies, hallelujah, are going to take on immortality one day. And that is something to rejoice about. When the Holy Ghost and the Word of God is continuing that work of sanctification in us, keeping us set apart for the Master's use, we will have that rejoicing in our spirit. Hallelujah. And it has to come out. It has to come forth. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Brother Bobby?
Yes. You know, I was reading today a lot of men, Daniel, he tells you about what's fixing to happen. It's just on the horizon.
Yes.
And you better be sanctified. Jesus is sanctifying them praying to the Father. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I sent them into the world. Brother, let me tell you, there's a work for us to do. Sanctify yourself. And what Paul said in 2 Corinthians, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteous? And what communion have light with darkness?
Amen.
And what concord has Christ with Baal? Or what has the believer with the infidel? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? Brother, he said, come out from amongst them and be you a separate, be sanctified, be holy, walk in the light of God's love, and you will go someplace, brother. You go to a place prepared for God and his angels and his redeemed ones. Praise God.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, you get in the book of Daniel, start reading, it will light your fire, honey.
Yes.
It will, yeah, I tell you, you can get in the spirit. You can see what the spirit says to Daniel. When that angel come, that was the Lord Jesus Christ to start with. You read the first Revelation 1, and you'll see the same thing. But then the angel spoke to him.
Yes.
Amen.
I tell you, Daniel is one of the greatest prophets in the Bible. He's seen all the way to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. God showed him, opened his mind and showed him all the way. And brother, he was a man just like mankind today, or womankind. It don't matter with God. It says, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, that's mankind. A lady, he said, my sons and daughters will prophesy.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, the time is coming and now is. You better have your lamp light lighting. You better have them burning. You better have the wicks trimmed. But let me tell you something. He said, this generation will see the coming of the Lord. What generation? From where Israel was reborn as a nation, there never has been another language that died out and come back in. Zephaniah, I'll tell you about the Hebrew language coming back. That's God's chosen people. We are transplanted into his kingdom, out of this world.
Yes.
And we're grafted in to the branch.
Ooh.
Praise God.
Yes.
Let me tell you, brother, I am a flame, brother. I in church yesterday, was testifying. I said, I heard a song. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Ain't nobody wants to die. I said, wrong. I would love to be walking down the street to go praising my master at his feet. Yes, praise God. Glory to God. I reckon, brother and sister, can tell. Oh, Lord. Woo.
Praise God.
No, I tell you what. I have that desire too, and sometimes I get homesick for heaven. You know, the spirit, you know, is willing to go, but the flesh is not wanting to go. And you know, the only thing I can really and truly say tonight and think about is, the only thing I hate to leave the family and my loved ones I got here on earth in the flesh, but in my spirit, I'm looking forward for separating this body. I want to walk.
Amen.
I want to sit in the throne with him, because he said if I overcome the world, he'd get them to sit in the throne with him. And, you know, I'm looking to sit there with him. And we was studying here the other night and reading, you know, we're the ones going to judge the angels.
I'll ask him, hey, tell me something about that big old boat. Glory, hallelujah. Tell me something about the big old boat that Noah was in. My God, my God. Woo, hallelujah, praise God.
Jesus, we're in that boat, in that ship, praise God.
Ooh, glory.
The way we want to get into the kingdom of God is to get in that ship.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sanctified. Getting filled. You know, one of these days, the Lord's going to let us get into baptism of the Holy Ghost. I know we touch on it different times, but one of these days we're going to have a study, just like we've had on getting saved, the greatest miracle ever was, and now speaking about sanctification and about being sanctified, the second walk. Some people want to call it in the Lord, the grace of the God, but I tell you what, it's going to take all these steps.
Yes.
To get into the kingdom of God. We're not just going to get saved and still have the same things in our life before we ever went to the altar and bounced into the kingdom of God. Okay. We're going to have to get saved. We're going to have to get cleansed up. We're going to have to get washed up by the Word of God and get washed up by the water and get our sins all out of our life, not have a thing in it. Then we'll walk in the streets of gold.
You know, it's sanctified. Is in the Greek hagiazo, as to separate from a profane to a sacred use for God, to consecrate self wholly to God and His service. Praise God! I'm gonna tell you, brother and sister, only the righteous and holy is gonna see God. He said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Did He not say it?
Yes, He did.
I'm going to tell you something. Just anything ain't going to walk down the streets of glory. Oh. Praise God.
God.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you that you see people out here living a life of sin and corruption, say they're going to heaven. Well, I don't think so, not according to the Word of God. Mm-hmm. It said no drunkard would enter there.
That's right.
And,
Amen.
Romans 15 and 16. It plainly tells you right here that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering gospel of God. Now, what is the gospel of God? Be ye holy. It says, minister gospel of God to the offering up of the Gentile might be accepted, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not going to rest in an unclean temple.
Amen.
Now, I tell you, brother, it goes on to say, I have therefore, for I may glory through Jesus Christ and those things which pertain to God. That's what you were just talking about, brother. You've got to be there. You've got to put down the world and start living for God. When He said, take up your cross and follow me, that is to take everything, your thoughts, your ambitions, and everything, and cast them aside and follow Jesus. Holy, surrender to His service. Not what you want to do is what He wants to do, what He wants you to do. And you've got to follow Him even through life, and if it takes it, even to death.
Amen.
You've all got right. to follow Him.
Yes.
Here's another passage of Scripture. 2 Timothy 2 and 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctification, sanctified, and meat for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
Glory.
You know, that's something right there. That's the Word of God. And it's telling us there to purge ourselves, you know.
Yes.
We might be, you know, fit, in other words, for the use for the master. And I want to be a vessel that's fit for the kingdom of God.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
I like what it says right here too. If you then be risen with Christ, speak those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Yes.
Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is with Christ in God. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, hallelujah.
I'm going to let
and
you
I say,
and say
go ahead. I'm sorry.
And just keep your minds up on the Lord, and we'll get right back in here. I'll let Tim sing us a song here.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, the king told Daniel not to pray to his God anymore, or I'll lock you in the lion's den and throw away the key to the door. The very next day bound Daniel down on his bended knees. The difference was time he opened the blind for the whole wide world to see. I don't care what you say, I'm gonna pray anyway. Gonna lift my hands unto the Lord for the things he's done for me. Just got to get away, find a place to seek his face. I don't care what you say, I've got a right to pray. Well, it told the children not to pray when they walked through the schoolhouse door. According to the Constitution, you can't do that anymore. Well, I wonder what old Daniel would say if he were alive today. If Madam O'Hare declared no more prayer, I believe old Daniel would say, hey, I don't care what you say, I'm gonna pray anyway. Gonna lift my hands unto the Lord for the things he's done for me. Just got to get away, find a place to stick his face. I don't care what you say, I've got a right to pray. I don't care what you say, I'm gonna pray anyway. Gonna lift my hands unto the Lord for the things he's done for me. I've just got to get away, find a place to stick his face. I don't care what you say, I've got a right to pray. I don't care what you say, I've got a right to pray.
Praise God. I'm glad that God gave us right to pray, no matter what they say. You know, we can all still lift up the name of Jesus, still pray and seek God. You know, I believe if Daniel was here today and whenever Madam O'Hara stood up and said we want to take all the prayers out and all that stuff, I believe he would have put her in her place. And as I was ministering the other night on the other program that we got here, you know, we just let it go, you know. Tim sang a song the other night, getting used to the dark. That's what people are doing, just getting used to the dark. But I believe it's time that we really stand up for who we are and what we are and whose side that we're on. You know, Daniel, it didn't faze him. They told him that he couldn't pray no more. He just went and raised the window and began to pray right in toward the old.
Hallelujah, glory.
And that's what we should be doing whenever they tell us we can't do nothing. When the devil stands up and says, you can't do it, we know that that's a lie right there, because he's a liar and the father of it. We ought to stand up and come together and say, looky here, we're going to do it because God said that we could do it. He gave us power to thread up on the serpent. He gave us power to put the devil under our feet. He gave us all power in heaven and earth. And I tell you, I believe we were to use it.
Yes.
I know a lot of times, and I have to say, oh me, you know, praise God, hallelujah. A lot of times God speaks to me and tell me to do something, and I'll kind of brush it off just a little bit, you know, kind of, you know, talk to the Lord about it, you know, trying to say, well, Lord, I'll do it later, and next thing I know, somebody else done raised up and done it over there. Mm-hmm. They got the blessing, and I missed out. Mm-hmm. But if I'd have went ahead and done what God told me to do the first time, then I would have got a blessing, and somebody else would have got a blessing.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. It's time that we let the world know whose side that we're on. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God that raised me up from a devil's hell into salvation with my Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you right now, it says right here, husband, love your wife even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water. What? That he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. the Word of God, that he might present it to himself a glorious church.
Amen.
Not having spot or wrinkle. Brother and sister, let me tell you something. Sister, if you was ready to go to a wedding and you had on a beautiful white dress and that dress becomes spotted, you would change clothes.
Amen.
You would put on a clean garment. That's just like us. We've got to put off the old garment and put on the new.
Yes.
Get rid of the old man, which the Bible says, get rid of the old man, which is the devil himself, and put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It goes on to say that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Yes.
So ought men to love their wives as their bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. What it means right here, you're going to be spotless and blameless and wrinkle-free to walk the streets of glory.
Amen.
And you can only do that through the shed blood of our Savior.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Miller, you got something in there? You ain't said nothing a little bit there.
Well, I was waiting to see what the Lord gave me, and I felt like he gave me a little bit.
Go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
We as Christians have to walk different because we want to, because we're commanded to, and because of love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, a lot of people, they ain't really, you know, the Lord is tired of and just plumb fed up with people acting one way and doing another.
Amen.
You know, he said, light can't have fellowship with darkness.
Amen.
Or vice versa. But he also says that, you know, if you're not walking upright, well, I'll just put it this way. There's so many people out here nowadays that want to confess to be Christians. They want to act like a Christian. They want to look like a Christian. And they want to talk like a Christian. But God's showing me that they ain't a Christian, most of them, because the Word and the love of Christ is not in them.
Amen.
They walk one way, but they act another.
Come on.
Well, if God is for you, then who's against you? Satan is. Well, let me ask you this. If the churches nowadays, I'm talking about the building. I'm talking about the people that are going in and playing house. I'm talking about because Susie and Sally's in there, little Jimmy Bob and Billy's going to go in there because they look good. I'm talking about people that have got a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. And he said, well, I hear somebody now saying, well, you're judging us. Yeah, if God says to judge, he'll be the judge. But what he told me to do was be a mouthpiece and speak his word. Now, here's the thing. If you want to be a child of God, just do the will of the Lord. And what's the will of the Lord? He set an example when he come to earth. Are you doing what he commanded you to do? Are you going by the words that he left us? Are you doing what the disciples did? Let me ask you that. Or are you just playing house and playing church and wanting all the rewards now? Well, let me tell you, God don't operate that way. But for y'all that are out there walking in truth and in the Word, and I'm going to tell you, this stuff don't come easy. There's a price to pay because Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they'll persecute you for my name's sake. Can you say amen? So therefore, all these people that, you know, ain't got no battle scars and all hyped up and they all look pretty and they ain't got a worry in the world and they ain't got a problem. Let me tell you, there's something ain't right about that picture. It don't line up with what God said. Now let me tell you this. God's people can speak to their destiny by the word of God and by his power. And if it's his will, they will prosper. But the attacks are going to come because they persecuted him, and now they're going to persecute us for his name's sake. Let me say this. If God's for you, you'll have victory over all things. But I remember a time in the Old Testament when the disciples were out and about, and they were casting out demons and devils. And I remember that there was a man that followed them that wanted to participate, but he didn't want to pay the price. So he went out on his own, and what did he do? He tried to cast the devil out, and he said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. He said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And then the devils leaped on him and tore him and tried to kill him. And that's why you don't see a lot of devils casted out in these buildings anymore. That's why you don't see the blind eyes opened anymore. That's why you don't see the miracles, signs, and wonders that follows, because they're all playing church, not all of them. There is a few that still are lined up with the Word, and they still have the love of Christ in them, but they're not in the building that I'm talking about. But they're compelling them to come in, and they're doing the works of the cross. They went back to the cross, and they said, well, what did Jesus tell us to do? This is where he went. This is what he said to do, and we're doing it. But all these other people are going to have their award. They're going to have their day. See, because right now as I'm speaking, some of them's coming against me just in the words I'm speaking, because it's truth. But this is what God says, and this is what I'm going to say to them that's thinking that. He said, touch my anointed and do my prophets no harm, saith the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And I can tell you right now, there's a group of people that right now as we speak, there's a group of people that are practicing black magic.
Yeah.
Black magic. Is that all you got? Black magic? My God. You need to get a hold of the hymn and the virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so much better than the black magic, because everything you're doing to Jesus, it's going to come right back on you. Don't you have any ability to understand the works of the cross? My God, I'm speaking to an individual that they want to play and they want to torment because they're not of the light. They're of the dark. You want answers? Seek the cross. You want truth? Get in the Word of God. If you want freedom, get rid of the black magic. If you want loosen, get rid of the black magic. You don't have to walk in darkness. You don't have to be bound.
No.
You be set free tonight by the blood of Jesus Christ and the works of the cross. But you choose to go to the left and not to the right. You choose darkness and not light. I'm speaking to the individuals that are trying to be a hindrance to the works of the cross. I'm speaking to individuals that are not walking in the anointing, that are not walking by the words of Christ, that have no love in their heart. I'm not talking about the people that have been persecuted and put down and walked with the love of Jesus in Christ. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the ones that's out there that's full of witchcraft, voodoo, black magic. I'm talking about the ones that wants to persecute the building and the house and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Almighty God in the works of the cross. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, saith the Lord. And every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, it will.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if y'all heard what I heard, but I began to hear voices on the airway. And as Brother Terry was speaking, and the enemy was throwing arrows, and they were working their magic, trying to mix up his words. But I tell you what, greater is he that's within us than he that is within the world. Hallelujah, my Satan. And Brother Terry, as you begin to talk about the cross, those voices shut up. They shut up. They had to hold their peace in the name of Jesus. The Lord has already overcome the world for us.
Yes, he has.
He cried out, it was finished on the cross. Hallelujah. You know, the one thing that I always wondered about, Brother Yearwood, is the fulfillment of the prophecy that not one of his bones would be broken.
Amen.
Amen. I worked as a nurse for 17 years, and the little bit of medical knowledge I have tells me that the blood is formed in the marrow of our bones. That's where it is produced and reproduced. And the scripture says the life is in the blood.
Yes.
And the Mahasata Mahaya, when I thought of this, hallelujah, and I began to ask the Lord about this, why his bones were not broken, I knew it was a fulfillment of prophecy, because God fulfills every jot and tittle
of
his word. But the bone broken, the blood would have an exposure to outside elements. And the scripture says we're hidden in Christ and God, as Brother Bobby said earlier.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That secret place in his tabernacle is the blood. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is perpetually rebirthing itself because we serve a living God. We
Amen.
Are a living church, hallelujah, of a living God. And the life is in the blood. And when we become born again and regenerated by the Holy Ghost, that holy blood begins to flow in our veins. Glory to God. And we will begin to reproduce, hallelujah, because of the work, hallelujah, of the Word and the Spirit, that sanctification. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, the power in the blood of Jesus. It's spilled out of his body. But it, where the blood was formed, in the bone, not one bone was broken. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, because there is a place, hallelujah, because of the price that he paid on the cross. There is a place in the spirit, hallelujah, like Stephen of old, Mahasata, when he was being stoned. I believe he was in that place, that secret place, and he, Mahasata, hidden in Christ and God, began to see Jesus at the right hand of the Father. Oh, not a Mahasata. And I believe the power in that blood stood between him and those stones. Hallelujah. And he could reach.
He was in the secret place of the habitation of God.
Yes.
Praise
glory
God.
And I'm a high, and he said, if we walk in the spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wants us to walk in the spirit, to hear what he's saying to us and to the church. Hallelujah. And just be subject to his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice, and another they won't follow.
Yeah.
We just have to be subject to the Spirit. If
Amen.
We do what he tells us to do and we obey him, that is better than any sacrifice.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he can manifest himself through us in the earth. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, Mahasata. He's going to fill his house with
yes,
glory.
He-
And that glory can't come in an unsanctified vessel.
Oh, it can.
If in the Old Testament all the elements of the temple had to be sanctified, and that was a type and shadow, how much more is it to be fulfilled in his house now? We are the temple. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. He tells us in Revelation, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Hallelujah. He chose to put his treasure in an earthen vessel.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He come up asataya. Oh, asataya.
You know, David said back here, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High,
yes.
Now, brothers and sisters, sanctified ones, the sanctified ones, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, that's what the sister was just talking about.
Yes.
You have got where Stephen was, in yes. the secret place of the Most High,
yes.
under the shadow of his wing, under
yes.
God's protection. That's
yes.
where Stephen was at, praise God.
Oh,
it says, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge. It's a lot of people calls on Jesus with their mouth, but their heart is far from it.
Yes.
You ask most any sinner man out there, when you die, where are you going? Well, I'm going to heaven. Well, not according to God's word.
Oh.
I mean, he said, you'll know the tree by the fruit it bears. I mean, we're not supposed to be a judge of nobody. But you can be a fruit inspector. it says you know the tree by the fruit it bears. Brother and sister, if you see an olive tree bearing watermelon, something wrong.
Yes.
Amen.
I mean, you're just going to line up with the word of God. You're going to be holy. You're going to walk in his way. You're going to be in love and kind to your brother. You're going to love thy neighbor as thyself. If that don't mean your next door neighbor, that means your worldly neighbor. You may not like the God don't like the sin. He loves the sinner.
Amen.
Even while we were sinners, Christ died for our sin.
Yes.
Brother, you got to love that soul. You got to. We were talking about Jesus in the garden. Jesus was not praying that that flesh wouldn't die. What he was praying, he knew what he had to do when he came here.
Yeah.
Peter said, he said, I've got to go to Jerusalem and be killed. Peter said, no, no, no. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. He was talking to the devil working through Peter.
Yeah.
When he went to that garden, he was praying. Now, he was in bad shape, his sweat becoming great drops of blood. The devil tried to kill him at every opportunity he got. But he was praying in that garden, Father, don't let this flesh die in the garden. I have got to go to the cross without the shedding of blood. There's no redemption for mankind. If I die in this garden, your plan of redemption for mankind is gone. I've got to go to the cross. He knew what he had to do.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Thank God, like the song says, he looked ahead in time while he was on the cross. I was on his mind.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
You know, I just want to say, whenever Brother Miller was on there a while ago, and that them spirits coming in there trying to override him, I wish you'd hear them real good here at this place here.
They got a whooping.
Yes, they did.
Spirit of God whooped them.
Yes, he did.
Hands over here on the phone and began to rebuke them spirits. And Brother Miller started talking about the cross, and they had just shut up, just like the water faucet off. We got power over them things.
Yes.
They tried to destroy his preaching right there, but they didn't come over him.
Nope.
I tell you, brother and sister, the only thing about a child of God the devil don't know anything about is the bottom of your foot where you kick and knock on that rascal's head. You have the power. Satan can't kill what the Holy Ghost is filled. Brother and sister, Jesus said, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, so nothing by any means will hurt you. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. You've got to take nothing off most slew foot.
Amen.
My God, you got something down there under the fifth rib. When you put this to power to work, the devil takes a vacation and demons back up and scream. This is called the power of the precious Holy Spirit.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I just want to think, we've got a pagan belief, whatever they are. I can't even think what the other part is he called himself from. He's been coming. Well, he says he's not coming against us. He sent us another letter and said he wasn't coming against us, but he more or less. I think he is, but nevertheless, I'm not knocking the man. All I'm telling him is that he needs to realize that Jesus Christ died on the cross that he could have life. If he would surrender his life completely to God and say, Lord, here I am. I want you to come into my life. I want what people are talking about. God would forgive that man. And he forgive them of their sins. And you know that black magic that the brother was speaking about there a minute ago, it can be forgiven too, because Jesus, he didn't come to seek to save that was whole, but he come to seek to save that was lost.
Yes.
That is lost. that's up there in the witchcraft and all that stuff, they just need to realize, hey, I need to surrender all. I need to just turn it all over to you, Jesus. I just need to come in and let you come in to me.
Yes.
And when they do that, then God will forgive them of their sins, and they can have a walk of life in the light as we're in the light. As he said, Jesus said for us to walk in the light as he is the light.
Yes.
So when they're walking out there in that black magic and all that stuff, they're in darkness. Keep holding in darkness. Not have no light whatsoever. But thank God, God loves them just as much as he loves me.
Yes.
Died for them just as much as he died for me.
Yes.
And he wants them to turn their life over to him.
Yes.
And I know that God will forgive them. I know God will save them. I know God will sanctify them. I know he'll fill them with the Holy Ghost. I know they can have a great testimony. And he said he wrote two other churches, he said, up here in Indiana. Which I'm here in Tennessee, but he said he wrote two other churches in Indiana and said none of us hadn't wrote him back. But the next time that I get him, hear from him, I'm going to send him all kinds of scriptures, of the Word of God, where that he needs to be saved, how to get born again, what Jesus told Nicodemus over in the third chapter of John there, which the man probably already knows. The devil knows the word.
Yes.
And he even believes in one God and trembles.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing of it is, he can turn his life over to God by just saying, Lord, right here I am.
Amen. There's no compromise in the word of God. He said you can't add to or take away from. There's no medium.
Brother,
let me tell you, brother and sister, something. You know, over there in Isaiah, where he's talking about sharing or flow into it, in the 35th chapter of Isaiah, did you know right now in the valley of Achor, they said at one time the land was cursed, it would never produce. Now they have got vineyards there. They got Israel is shipping fruit about all over the world and vegetables. The Dead Sea, just like Ezekiel 47 says, is drying up. It's not going to dry up completely, but it's going to go into two seas. One is going to be fresh water. They done got olive trees planted around where nothing ever grew. In Psalms, it said the desert will bloom. The desert, that's Israel. Israel started blooming back in 48, May.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. You can count it down. We are living in the last days. Jesus said it's even at the doors.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
It's happening just as God said it would.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I tell you, we've got less than 1 minute here on the time left. The time has really gone by fast for us tonight.
Yes.
Let's pray for these pagan beliefs and all the others here before we go off the air. And, we love them. God loves them. Jesus died for them and want to see them saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let's pray right now for them.
Father, we just thank you, Lord, for revealing truth to them.
For your presence, Father.
Father, we just
thank
you, Lord,
for your love.
That you'll shine
your grace, Father.
Anointing.
Oh, Lord God, without that, none of
Lord,
we say, Father.
We
just praise you and we love
you.
Oh, God, you're the only true God. You're the only living God. Besides thee, there is no God, Father. And we praise you and we worship you. We love you, Father. We glorify your holy name.
To walk
we
in truth.
Thank you for your blessings, Father. They're great and holy and glorious, Father. But the best blessing, the most holy blessing, the most glorious blessing, the most godly, the most sacred blessing you ever give mankind is Jesus and the blood and salvation of the blood bought it, lifted us up out of the devil's hell. place our feet on solid rock, and now we on the way to glory in the mighty name of Jesus, our Savior. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, mighty Jesus. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Shindelikotuja mahai thanda. Shindelikotu shila maha kandelikitu shanda. Ooh, yes, Father. Thank you, Father.
Praise the Lord. Well, they done showed us a sign that says show's over with, so we'll talk to you next week. God bless you, and we love you.
God bless
love y'all.
God bless all.
Yeah.
Bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.